Blog Talk Radio.
Like a hair's 4 years. I'm in the living room, banging on an old upright, where my world began. Discovering the music that the child I was, before I became the man that I am.
Hi, and welcome to WAMS Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Burke Allen from a snow-covered Washington, D.C., where in the midst of the blizzard of 2010, we're expecting more snow tonight, another 10 to 15 inches, but we'll keep you warm with incredible guests on WAMS. And this morning, we're happy to be joined by Ms. Patricia Robinson, and the Daughters of Destiny Ministries is her passionate cause. She's a freelance writer, a mom, a wife, and our guest this morning on WAMS. Hi, Patricia.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. And tell me about the Daughters of Destiny Ministries. Where did the germ for the idea come from?
Well, I guess it stemmed for just a passion that I had for connecting with women and finding out what empowers them, what motivates them, what moves them, what inspires them, and seeking out what can we do to incorporate new ideas into their daily lives. Seeing women that they're hurting and needing to be inspired and needing to be motivated into reaching beyond their comfort zone and seeking out things that they're passionate about and reaching their full potential. And that's where it kind of developed, knowing that we often find ourselves conforming to things or to what people say that we can and cannot do, instead of reaching out and doing things that we've been passionate about and just pursuing it, just going for it and not hesitating to stop at just mediocre and having what you desire and what you've been dreaming of and aspiring to do or to be.
Patricia Robinson is our guest this morning. If you'd like to join the conversation, our telephone number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. You talk about, and by the way, the website, if you'd like to visit, is daughtersofdestinynpa.net. That's daughtersofdestinynpa.net. And on the website, Patricia, you talk about the seven virtues in your Daughters of Destiny Ministries, and one of them is self-control. Tell me what you mean by that.
What I mean by self-control, sometimes we conform to the ways of the world, to get ahead, to be ahead, and to stay ahead. And we have to be in control of ourselves. We can't allow others to dictate who we are, what we do, and how we do things. We have to be able to manage ourselves. And when we're able to do that, we're able to do what we dream of doing. Self-control means being able to handle those things, those adversity that's going to come your way, and how you handle those dictate how you're going to be successful. And I think that's the basics of it, because it begins within. And once you can tackle those feelings within, you're able to master the world.
Does your background in religion and theology play into the Daughters of Destiny Ministries an awful lot, or is this something that folks from other religions might also be drawn to?
Yes, it plays a significant part. Daughters of Destiny is based on your religion, your background, but others are welcome to be drawn in, because it's basically non-denominational. And it just, if you know who you are and you know that Christ lives within you, then nothing else matters. I think the whole basis of it, just knowing that God is within you, and if you carry that with you, you can master and do all kinds of things.
Patricia, there's been much made in the media, certainly in the last 10 to 15 years, about a lack of positive female role models out there. Do you see that, and is that part of your mission with Daughters of Destiny Ministries, is to provide positive female role models for young girls today?
Yes, I think that there is a lot of role models out there. I think, but it oftentimes the youth need somebody they connect with. They need someone that is on their level. Yes, you have the artists, you have the movie stars that are out there, and but someone that's in a community that they can look up to and say, okay, wow, if this person can do this, then I can do it. I think we lack role models for our young girls, and when they're watching the TV and seeing the role models that are out there that sometimes that are not a positive image of young girls and what they should be doing, using their mind instead of their body to get things, I think that's where we're lacking, and we need to really push the fact that young girls need our help. They need mentors, positive mentors, and not just thinking that if I get on TV and sing and dance, that's the way about it. It's about your mind and creating creativity and in a positive way.
Our guest is Patricia Robinson. She's the brain trust behind the Daughters of Destiny Ministries, and you can visit them online at daughtersofdestinynpa.net. And Patricia, is Daughters of Destiny a national organization, and are you in charge of the Pennsylvania portion, or is this something that you've begun there in Pennsylvania?
No, it's something that I've begun here in Pennsylvania. I'm hoping that it really takes root and start to spread when people see what the purpose is. It's to empower and to educate and to inspire women to move beyond their comfort zone and see that they can see the opportunities of who they can become and not be stagnated by societies and what they think they should or should not be doing. So, yes, I'm hoping that this develops into something that is much more than myself. You know, I always give honor to God, who's the center of it all. And as long as he moves in a direction, I'm going to follow his direction.
Patricia, when you live in a time where we had a very successful presidential campaign from Hillary Clinton, a female vice presidential candidate in Sarah Palin, is the concept of a glass ceiling for women still realistic to believe, or can women now in 2010 really achieve anything they want to achieve?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I believe that there is so much opportunity out there for women. We are just making inroads, and we are just using our minds to educate and to be heard. And I think we have a voice, a significant voice, because it also shows that we are that we have power behind our voice, and we take what we do seriously. So yes, I think that the campaign has really encouraged a lot of women to start seeking what they can do and to be a part of this movement and then share their knowledge and their education with the world. So I think it's been very positive.
What about the concept, Patricia, that today's women really can have it all? They can have a family, they can have children, they can have a career, they can have a successful, satisfying relationship with a husband or a soulmate. Is there some truth to that, or in fact, are we still in a place where you need to make choices? You can't serve all masters. You can't be a career woman and a mother and a great lover and wife.
Well, I think you do have to make choices, and they have to be choices that's going to be for the good for all. But I think women can have it all. The key is to have a balance. If you're not balanced, then yes, there's going to be problems and complications. But if you have a balance and you make sure that you prioritize, and faith and family come first, and all of the other things are secondary. But I think if you're able to balance those things out, you can be successful. You should never be stagnated from your dreams or your hopes and what you want to accomplish. But at the same time, you must have a happy balance in there in order for things to be successful. Because if you're lacking one area, trying to pursue something else, it doesn't benefit anyone. So I think there has to be a balance in all of it.
Our guest today is Patricia Robinson. She is the head honcho, the big cheese behind the Daughters of Destiny Ministries. And if you'd like to talk with Patricia, our telephone number this morning is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. If you're listening to us live, if you're listening to the podcast of WAMS, be sure to visit Patricia online at daughtersofdestinynpa.net, because Patricia is in Pennsylvania. Why you and why now to start Daughters of Destiny Ministries?
I say why not? You know, when you're called and you're passionate about something, I think sometimes we get so comfortable in things that we're doing because it becomes natural, or you're supposed to be the mom, you're supposed to be work the 9-to-5 job, you're supposed to be the stay-at-home mom. That's not how society is anymore. When we're passionate about things, I think we should go out and seek those things because they're there for a reason. And who knows what you can develop in someone else by what you're doing. Oftentimes we are looked at, and we have to be mentors to our children. And when they see that we're doing things and making inroads and making things happen for the positive, it just says that our generation will move in that direction as well. We want to be a positive role model. We want to set examples for our children and our children's children. So I think it's important to not be stagnated and not conform to what other people say you can or cannot do, but embrace your passion and go after it and do what needs to be done to create that image or that self-confidence for others to follow.
Did you have a strong role model, a female role model as a young person that you can look back on now and say, you know, this person really impacted me and set me on the right path?
I would say yes. I have two. My mother, because I grew up in a single-parent home, and I watched her struggle. I watched her do what it needs to do to take care of her family. And she, we never lack for anything, and I find that the strength in her has always, I always admire that. I also have a teacher that I admire her strength and her perseverance and how she encouraged her students and not looked down at them, but she wanted them to, she was a positive role model. She mentored them and told them that they can have what they want and they can have what they desire in their dreams. So she continued to instill hope in her children, and I think she's a wonderful role model as well. She kind of helped me along the way as I moved from one level in my life to the next.
Talking about the Daughters of Destiny Ministries, and Patricia Robinson is our guest this morning on WAMS. If you were to visualize, say, 5 years from now and things were to turn out exactly the way you want them for Daughters of Destiny Ministries, what's your vision for this whole thing?
To create a platform that would someone would be encouraged and to help someone move beyond their comfort zone and that they know that they, because of a voice that they heard, that they were able to accomplish even the smallest things in their life. That's my vision, that if I can help one person achieve something, whether it be going back to school or whether it be just seeking their desires and doing what they, being an entrepreneur, that's my whole goal, is to help someone or building their self-confidence, knowing that I can. They believe that they can do all things as long as they have Christ in the center of it all. I just want to be a voice and a positive voice for someone to move forward in something that they've been desiring to do for so long but have not had the courage to do it.
Sounds like a wonderful organization, the Daughters of Destiny. It's based in Pennsylvania. And Patricia Robinson, if folks want to get in touch with you to find out more, how can they do that?
They can visit me on my website. Again, that's daughtersofdestinympa.net. My email address is patriciarobinson@pa.net. Also, they can contact me via phone, and that is area code 717-561-2854.
Patricia, thanks for being on WAMS today, and best of luck with Daughters of Destiny.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'm Burke Allen, live in Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening today to WAMS Radio.